It's now more than 4 years into the conflict in Syria, and there is no diplomatic end in sight. A UN envoy is struggling to find a way back to negotiations. And here in Washington, a Syrian opposition figure is once again trying to make his case that the U.S. should do more to help oust President Bashar al-Assad. NPR's Michelle Kelman has our story.
Khaled Khoja is the latest leader of the Western-backed Syrian opposition coalition, and he seems to think that the U.S. is warming up to the idea of creating safe zones in Syria.
At least there is no objection from the American side. The situation has been changed on the ground. We are gaining more ground, and we need more protection now.
He says he discussed this recently with Secretary of State John Kerry, who was, in Khoja's words, very positive about the idea. A State Department official says privately, though, that the U.S. position hasn't changed. Creating and enforcing no-fly zones would be challenging, both militarily and financially, the official says. Still, Khoja seems determined. He's holding follow-up talks with Pentagon officials this week and telling them that the rebels to be trained by the U.S. can't only fight the extremist group ISIS, as the U.S. wants.
We have been fighting ISIS from the beginning. We defeated ISIS from Aleppo toward Raqqa. But also we need to deal with the root causes of the extremism, which is the Syrian regime itself.
As the Syrian opposition coalition leader spoke to NPR in Washington, Amnesty International was releasing a report that describes the Syrian city of Aleppo as a circle of hell. The author of the report, Nicolette Beelin, says all sides are committing war crimes, especially the government with its barrel bomb attacks.
This has been like documenting a horror movie. I can't say enough of the extreme nature of these weapons and the kind of injuries that they cause.
One man told her that his uncle had been killed in a barrel bomb attack on a market in Aleppo, and he could only find the victim's hand in the rubble.
We documented barrel bomb attacks that destroyed whole neighborhoods, mosques, schools. It's amazing the level of destruction that these bombs can cause.
Beelin wouldn't weigh in on the opposition calls for no-fly zones, but says the UN Security Council should impose sanctions and take other steps to punish Syria for using these weapons in violation of a UN resolution. The Amnesty report says for the moment, it seems, the international community has turned its back on the civilians in Aleppo. The UN envoy, Stefan de Mistura, tried but failed to get a local ceasefire there. Now he's trying something new, holding weeks of consultations in Geneva with anyone who has any influence in Syria.
When it comes to Syria, there is never a perfect moment for talks. Yet this is no excuse, at least for the UN, for us to wait while Syrian victims are reduced to statistics.
He's invited dozens of Syrian opposition groups and will consult with Iran, which has backed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Opposition leader Khoja would like to see the UN envoy persuade Iran to agree on the need for a transitional government.
Almost half of the official Assad army are led by the Iranians. They are foreign fighters wearing the official army uniforms. So Iran is involved very much in the Syrian war.
Khoja has been playing up Iran's role in Syria to get the attention of the Obama administration and of America's Arab allies, who will come to a summit here next week. Michelle Kelleman, NPR News, Washington.